Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you, too. Very important people in the house. Jonathan Liebert is here. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Paul Myers Bennett is here. Hello.
And good morning.
And from Colorado Institute for Social Impact. How'd I do?
That's pretty good.
That's good.
That's really good.
Because today we are focusing on that.
Yes, correct.
And we were talking before we came on. So what is social impact? If you're a business owner, you need to pay attention because this is now business.
This is it. And so social impact businesses, there's a lot of different terminology kind of floating out there. You got a lot of people that are doing more with how they're spending their money and how they're giving back to the community. So think of it this way. You are a business. You're in it to make money and make profit. But now businesses are doing more by giving back and engaging their communities, and so they have a purpose as well. So it's purpose and profit mixed together, and it's all about businesses creating more impact, you know, for the environment, for their community, for the homeless, for veterans. I mean, people are integrating into their business models a way to give back.
Because really, consumers, they are truly shifting how they purchase.
Correct.
Like maybe, and I'm not using any specific companies, but maybe they purchase from this big online retailer to, they're shifting to, I'm going to look for possibly a more local company, correct, business,
right,
that supports something that I support.
Exactly.
Kind of a thought process.
Exactly. If you're going to go and buy, a jacket or shoes or a backpack or what, you can pretty much pick any product now. Obviously you can go buy what you need and get what you want. But if you do a little bit more research, there are more companies out there that are giving back to a cause or something that you believe in. And so why not? Why not have your money go further where you buy something that you wanted and that is going to be helpful for you in your day-to-day life, but then it also gives back to a charity or it helps to hire a population that may need some help, or they're investing, in trails and open spaces in your community. So again, something that you care about, makes your money go further. It's good for the local community and it's good for business. There are businesses that are doing these social impact strategies. In some cases, they're making more profit. But the other thing that we're really interested in looking at right now is that a lot of people want to go work for these companies. Mm-hmm. So if you want to have a really good strategy to attract people to come work for you and then retain them, having some of this, built into your framework, giving back to the community is a really great way to attract and retain top talent.
Yeah, recruit new people.
Yep.
Well, and if you look at Paul being here, and he's, of course, the marketing side and communication side, and you see this as well, Jonathan, it's if you look at how they're saying for companies to market themselves right now, it is be more personable,
right,
connect more one-on-one, and be more real and social,
and then also just be transparent. I think that most generations at this point, they don't want to be marketed to. They want to show the realness of what a company is, where they source their materials from, what drives them, what's their mission. Like, why do they exist as a company, not just their product?
Well, and the fascinating thing is, and I'm sure, Jonathan, you see this a lot too, is how some of these companies did get started, and it was because of social impact. Like maybe they were affected something by something or a family member, or they saw a need and then took that even further, right?
Right, because it's kind of like start with your why. Why did you want to start that business? Why did you go into business? And for a lot of business owners, there usually is kind of a higher purpose behind it, some kind of life-altering event, or they saw an issue in their community that they wanted to solve. And they're solving that by using business strategies to generate income and using this really powerful methodology of capitalism to use it, for good and to apply that as an economic engine to solve these issues. And so you got a lot of business owners out there that want to give back. And, you've got, kind of the traditional structures that still exist today where they might have a business, they might have a foundation. That's great. That works. But now you've got business owners that are just kind of rolling it in together just in their business, where it becomes a specific key way of doing business. Mm-hmm. It becomes part of their business model versus, we do this, after we make profit.
Right.
It's like, let's do this every day. And that's what people are asking for. Consumers are way more conscious than they used to be because we have access to data. We have smartphones. We have technology. We can research businesses. And to Paul's point, people want folks, they want to do business with folks that are transparent and honest. And it's about the ethical supply chains, about giving back to their community. That's about those folks that are working for them. They can go out there and do good today versus maybe when you retire and you have a little extra money saved up and you want to give that away. You can do it now. Every time you go to work, you're providing some value to the community.
Now, of course, some business owners, even small business owners, bigger business owners may be listening going, okay, that's great. That's fantastic, guys. But how do I get there? Right? So you can help with that, right?
Absolutely.
So why don't we go ahead, Jonathan, take a break now, and then when you come back, we'll dive into that on how they can help get connected, what they can learn, and how to make social impact. Yeah,
sounds,
like
sounds
it?
Sounds great.
Love it.
Okay, we'll be back with Jonathan Liebert, Paul Myers Bennett on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking with Colorado Institute for Social Impact, Jonathan Liebert, Paul Myers Bennett. You guys get big woot woots.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
So we've been talking about social impact. It is a huge shift in how people are purchasing, how they do business, the companies that they will give their money to, right? On how that company, that organization that is impacting their community, their state, their however, right? And this is really interesting, Jonathan, because top CEOs in the company come together. How many of them they go to a round table every year. Is that right?
Right. So there's several round tables throughout the United States. Colorado has their own, but this is the U.S. CEO round table that this past August made a pretty strong statement. So there's about 200 CEOs that sit on the CEO round table for the U.S. These are top, you know, Fortune 100, Fortune 10 companies CEOs that sit in there. And they signed a petition, and the petition was 181 out of the 200 stated that, you know, shareholder supremacy and just focusing on the shareholders is we want to make money and we want to make money for shareholders, but we need to add more pieces to this. So they signed a petition stating, you know, we're not going to just focus on the shareholder model. We're going to move to something called a stakeholder model. The stakeholder model has more people involved. So shareholders are in there, still going to make money. But they also want to focus on, you know, their employees,
right,
their communities, and having this ethical supply chain, and, you know, even potentially having environmental practices that are in there as well.
Right.
The stakeholder model engages more people, but it really is a big shift.
Yeah, just focus on that one little segment of their company.
Correct. And so how can they give back? How can they bring purpose? How can they bring more value and make profits? So you got to do both. And they're not giving one up for the other. It's we want to make money. We want to be successful as a business, but we also realize that more and more consumers are conscientious about who they're buying from, and we want to make sure that we're marketing to them directly, but also proving that we're doing the good thing and the right thing, and that we are, you know, good, you know, folks in our community. We're good companies that are doing good work in our community. We're just not making profits.
Now, are they starting to see a shift possibly in their sales, in their revenue coming in not shifting? Is that why at the round table they were like, oh, yes.
Yes, absolutely.
It's because they are starting to see that impact.
There's a lot of different research out there. The one that's probably most recent, and it actually came just up the street. There's a company called Conscious Company Media based out of Boulder, and they did some research last year that talked about over the last 3 years, they've been just looking at companies that are just have kind of a traditional, you know, just a traditional capitalistic, you know, model of money-making only. And then generally speaking across the U.S., we're seeing a slight decline in that. Mm. And about 43% of companies, there's a decline versus the companies that have added a higher purpose to their mission of making money. So they're doing both.
Yeah.
87% of those companies are seeing an increase in revenue. So they are seeing more revenue coming in.
So, okay, Jonathan, so a business owner is listening, could be a larger business owner or a smaller business owner, and they're going, that's great, I hear what you're saying. But how do we? I have what I believe in, and how I want to support our community or our city or our. But how do I do this?
Right.
How do I implement this? How do I share what we stand for with our consumers? So I'm sure a lot of business owners could be going, "That's great. Now show me."
Right.
Right? How do I do this?
And that's the $1 million question, and that's why we started the Institute.
Yeah.
A lot of people that we've spoken to in this community and others have just kind of asked the question of, this is awesome. I've read articles. I've read the research. This is great. And then I went to look to see, like, what's step one and step two? And there's nothing. Where do I start? How do I do this?
Correct.
And so that's why we created the Institute.
Yeah.
And so we have a lot of free classes. We have certification programs. We've got partnerships with other people in the community. But specifically, I mean, it starts with, you know, something called corporate social responsibility. There's a lot of companies here in town that have been doing this for decades. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely a start. If you are doing corporate social responsibility, giving 1% of your profits back, you know, investing in, you know, local nonprofits, that's phenomenal. Now we're seeing an evolution of that into the social impact space, mm-hmm. where, again, you've built it into your business model. But, you know, giving back to your community, hiring people that are from disenfranchised populations, you know, really kind of picking top social issues in any community that you're in and addressing those. There's a number of ways to do it. There's not a right way or a wrong way. There are different strategies. And there's definitely not a one-size-fits-all, which is why we created this organization, is to kind of help people figure it out. You can incorporate as a for-profit. You can incorporate as a nonprofit.
Yeah.
So this is the thing where we're seeing more hybrid businesses pop up, where you've got nonprofits that are working to make money.
Right.
And you've got for-profits that are really focusing on their mission. And so you've kind of got this new space, we call it the fourth sector of the economy, where you're mixing these things. So it's about purpose and profit, mission and margin. And at the end of the day, it's about making money, but also creating more good and doing more things to create impact in your community to solve social and environmental issues.
Right. Because really, I mean, we can't all just ignore it all the time, right? And that's where I think it's how, should we say younger generations? It could be, right? Mostly, right? Are driving this kind of.
I'll give you some interesting stats on that.
Yeah. Do you have some interesting stats?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you're looking at the millennial generation, 75% of millennials, which by the way, have the most buying power of any consumers.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
75% of them believe that a company should do more than just make money. They should also have purpose, that they have an obligation to serve the community. Which is interesting, right? This is changing.
Yeah,
75%, big number. The research just came out for Gen Z about a month ago.
Okay,
it's 90%.
Wow. So it's really the millennials. Okay, I would like to think us Xers kind of started something here. Could I?
That's right.
Xers and boomers.
Let's give some Xers some love.
Exactly.
Right.
Xers and boomers did. Those are the ones that have the businesses now. So we can't leave them out because they're the ones that started this. These are the ones that have some of these mature business models that are doing really wonderful things.
Yeah.
The millennials will start their own. They're beginning this process, but absolutely got to give credit to the boomers and Gen Xers. They're the ones that have the business models now. They're the ones kind of paving the way.
High fives, room.
High That's five,
right.
Xers.
We got to be proud.
Yeah, and boomers.
Right.
Okay, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, actually, the influence, we're going to talk about this too, the influence this is now having on education, business education. I think you might be surprised, right?
Right.
It's a big impact, isn't
it?
Okay, we'll have more with Jonathan Liebert, Paul Myers, Bennett next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Okay, welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Jonathan Liebert, Paul Myers, Bennett, Colorado Institute for Social Impact is here. So we were talking about the roundtable for CEOs. We are talking like Amazon. We are talking the top companies. Yep. And what was the number you gave Jonathan? How many said, no, we have to switch? It's like the top 300 companies.
Out of 200, it was 181.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
There has to be a shift. So we were talking, and a lot of people may not have realized that they saw this. We're just using the Super Bowl commercials as an example because it was actually right in your face if you were paying attention. Mm-hmm. In particular, a certain beer maker.
Right.
You guys know who I'm talking about?
We do.
Yes. It was Michelob Ultra Gold.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yes. So they're saying if you purchase this, then we're going to do this for farmers and farmland. And the other one that I think people probably didn't pick up on is the WeatherTech CEO. Do you guys remember that commercial?
Right. With his dog.
With his dog.
Yep.
Who at the School of Veterinary Medicine at, University of Wisconsin, they saved his dog's life. So he donated $6 million to them.
Yep.
And had a commercial saying how amazing they are.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So, and that was also a social impact, wasn't it?
Right, exactly.
So we were kind of talking, and of course, Paul, we got to talk about this because we started, Jonathan, talking with how do you businesses right now go, okay, this is all great, fancy, great, fantastic, need to do it, but how do I start?
Right.
There's a workshop, right?
That's right.
Or a course.
So the Colorado Institute for Social Impact puts on a monthly course just for locals to show up, business owners to say, you know, what is this? And talk to the folks that can tell them, hey, maybe you're already doing this, but you need to market it, change your branding a little bit. Or no, you're not doing this, but you want to do this because this is a trend or you just want to do it. Look on ci4si.org, and that's the number 4, ci4si.org, and you'll see different classes and when those are, and they're each month for free.
Now, I do want to talk about, though, because you do see, okay, say this big company said they're doing this and that. What if they really don't?
And that's absolutely something that consumers are always watchful of and concerned, right? There's something called greenwashing where, you know, so if Michelob, you know, says, you know, for every 6-pack of beer you buy, we're going to go help a farmer convert farmland to organic, and they don't do that, you know, perfect example of greenwashing. We said we were going to do one thing. We said we're awesome, and then they don't do it. However, if they do, then that's phenomenal. It's kind of a win-win, you know. And obviously, Michelob wants to sell more beer, no question about it. They create a different product. It's organic, mm-hmm. and they want to, you know, create more organic farmland. So hopefully for them, it's a win-win. And again, for us, it should be a win-win as consumers, where you're getting a better product.
And but it's you're creating, supporting but it's creating, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
But consumers are absolutely aware that there are companies out there where they might not trust them. There's some companies on the CEO roundtable that made this stakeholder announcement, and folks are like, that's nice, but I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Paul and I are kind of like, well, we're cautiously optimistic about the folks in the CEO roundtable. Mm-hmm. We'll see. But there's other really good community or companies that are doing good things in communities right now. But the thing that's also good right now is that consumers have the most power they've ever had before.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, absolutely.
And so you've got, you know, access to tons of data. You've got social media. You've got, you know, consumers that are out there watching. You've got employees inside these companies
that are
watching.
Yeah.
and can call people out.
Yeah.
So it's a huge risk if a company is going to say something like this and then not deliver on it, because they're going to be found out. Versus hopefully they're going to do it because they want to do it, and they're going to do it for the right reasons.
And
then it's a win-win for everybody.
And make that impact.
Right.
Well, and it's not just, I mean, of course, looking at these top 200 companies and the roundtables and the businesses that are shifting to support, be more socially conscious and for their communities and, you know. But this is actually impacting education, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
So let's talk about that, because I remember when I was, you guys may remember, I know, kind of in my age range, we'll put it that way. Kind of. Probably a little younger, but I remember going to school, like let's say high school, and I remember I was like, so and so's in DECA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, right. It was
or
a big
FBLA.
Right. Yeah. It was a mm-hmm. huge big deal. So and so made it into DECA. Mm-hmm. Is that not apparently not the case anymore?
So here's what we've learned. And again, you know, FBLA and DECA are phenomenal organizations.
Oh,
and those are the young entrepreneurs of the future,
that
right?
That we all were like, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
We live in a capitalist exactly. society, and that's not going to change. And if we don't have young people starting businesses, we're all in big trouble.
We're in a big amount of trouble.
We want folks to start businesses. It's a good thing. It's good for the economy. We met with District 11 about a year ago, and District 11 said they wanted to, you know, partner with the Institute to get some curriculum developed for their high school students. And we said, absolutely, we'd love to partner with you. You know, why are you coming to us? And they said, well, here's what we're noticing nationwide. We're noticing that, you know, the enrollment in FBLA and DECA is beginning to decline everywhere.
Wow.
Young people are not as interested in starting businesses anymore.
But say exactly why, though, because
there's a perception for young people that business is evil.
That's a statement right there, and that's got to be
terrifying.
It's terrifying. And that's got to be changed.
It does, and the narrative has to be. And again, you know, business is a tool, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you can use business for good or bad or whatever. And I think that is just something where young people have this misperception that business is bad. And it's not. There are bad actors. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
There are people out there doing some bad things. But in general, especially in this town, we got phenomenal business owners.
Oh my gosh.
That do tremendous
Colorado Springs,
things.
We are so lucky.
That's right.
We really are.
We are so tremendously lucky.
We do. Smart business owners providing good service and they care.
Yeah.
But for young people, and the districts have said, you know what, we got to update our entrepreneurship curriculum anyways. You know, it's probably a little bit dated and a little bit stale. We need to do that. But we want to offer them another flavor to entrepreneurship, and that is social entrepreneurship.
That's amazing.
And so we said, absolutely, we'd love to help you build a curriculum for that. So now District 11, they're the first school district in the state of Colorado that has approved this curriculum.
But now there's that it's going statewide, right? That's what it sounds
so
like.
So we've had
curriculum.
Some conversations at the state where they said, you know what, this is part of the future of business. You know, this is something that we've got to pay attention to. And again, across all forms of education. And right now you can get a degree in this as well from an education of higher learning. So you can get a master's degree. I just learned of a new one up at Colorado State University. They've got something called an Impact MBA. You can get an MBA in this.
Yeah,
stuff.
There you go. I love it.
But you
can also do that for beer making. So I could go for a double degree. Is that bad?
It's never too late.
It's never.
Education is never a bad thing.
It's never. No, but that's fantastic. So, and I'm sure once hopefully helping these kids understand, no, you know, it's not like you said, there's bad apples, but there's also a very impactful way that you can do business.
And it is. It's just another flavor. So this isn't for everybody.
Right.
You know, but having more options, I think, is something that's absolutely beneficial, you know, not only to the economy, but also for this next generation of folks that are truly more conscious consumers. They also want to go do things and be part of a business model that lets them engage the community that way, or lets them engage in terms of the values they want to have and live out daily, not on the weekend.
Right. Yeah.
They want to go to show up for work and provide impact, not volunteer later on Saturday and Sunday. Right. They want to do it all the time.
Absolutely. Okay. And speaking of, really quick, because we have to talk about Prism Awards.
Yes.
But I want to talk on this, and this is kind of, there's the free class, right? The social impact kind of 101,
right?
To get folks started. Mm-hmm. But is there also a really quick certification courses for people? Is that right?
That's right. So the Institute offers SROI studies, which is the social return on investment. Mm-hmm. And that would be for companies.
That.
It's cool. Very cool.
OI.
Yep. Instead of return on investment, add the social in the front and... It's very cool. And then there is certification classes as well. And so there will be a course coming up. Folks are flying in from out of state to take those courses.
That's amazing.
And again, that would be look on the website, see if that fits you. There's going to be just a number. You'll be able to read about the content. You will actually go through a business model and design what your current or future business.
So like walked through, literally walked
hands
through.
Hands on.
Wow.
But if you don't want to go get an MBA, then you know, come for like a 3-day intensive is really what it is.
And then you get certified.
Correct.
That's fantastic. So go to the website, CI4SI.
Number four.
SI. I got it right though.
.org.
So CI4SI.org. Okay. We have to take a break because we have to talk about the Prism Awards coming up. What are they? When are they happening? How do you get involved? Okay, that's next on the Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to the Extra on KRDO News Radio. You guys are blowing me away right now. So we're going to talk about this from Colorado Institute for Social Impact, Jonathan Liebert, Paul Myers Bennett. Prism Awards. So quickly, let's talk about Prism Awards. This is the 4th annual Prism Awards. This is coming up in about a month.
That's right.
Yeah.
March 12th at the City Auditorium.
Okay, so let's explain to everybody what Prism Awards are.
So the Prism Awards were started again 4 years ago, and it's to honor folks in three different categories who have a social impact. And so last year was the first year that these awards went statewide. And so it'll be statewide again this year. So bringing folks from all around the state here to Colorado Springs and to honor them. And so it's a big celebration, a lot of fun.
Now, what are the categories so everybody understands? And then how do these businesses get like nominated, if you will, to receive these awards? Because we're going to talk about one of those award recipients, right? And the impact that they're making.
Right.
So there's three different categories. Is that right?
That's right. Go ahead, John.
So we have social impact startup of the year. So social impact business. So you have to be, you know, a couple years old. You don't have to be profitable yet, but you're kind of in the startup mode. The second one is a social entrepreneur of the year, so the actual individual who's doing the work. Okay. And then we have the big award category, which is social impact business of the year. So 3 or more years in business, profitable, and obviously you're able to measure that impact in some form or fashion. You got to be able to prove it. You know, so yes, that's nice that you have this methodology or this business model. Show us, prove to us that you're creating impact in your community.
And we've kind of talked about this, you know, for a couple of years now, Jonathan. And, you know, when we first started talking about social impact and, oh, it's a trend and no, now there's data.
Right.
Now there's data to show these businesses doing this work to cause social impact, the change that is resulting from that, right?
Right.
So should we talk about one of the recipients of the...
Absolutely.
I'm guessing there would be a social impact business, correct?
Yes.
That the award they received?
Yes. So Blue Star Recyclers, which is a phenomenal business here in town. And actually, they're spreading all over the place.
I was going to say, I would guess with this business model.
Yeah.
I would hope that they would be.
So they're all over Colorado. They're outside of Colorado. And Bill Morris, who's the founder, I know, is now taking trips outside of the country to talk about the model that they've developed to help provide more jobs for people with autism.
That's fantastic.
Amazing.
So basically what they do is they recycle computer or electronic parts, right?
Correct.
And they employ folks with a disability, autism.
Correct.
Are they on the spectrum?
down the spectrum. And so, you know, we talk about this in the space as they're, you know, not neurotypical, right? But these folks are, and this is another perfect example. The folks that Bill employs, typically the unemployment rate. So we talk about the unemployment rate is the lowest ever, and that's great. However, if you have a major mental illness, if you have some type of mental disability, it's like 80% unemployment rate.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So these are folks that want to work. They can work, but they're not given the opportunity. And that impacts everybody in society.
It does.
You know, and you pay more taxes too. And so there are people that want to work, but they don't have the opportunity. So Bill has given them the opportunity. They are making, you know, amazing. They have just unbelievable productivity, first of all. But second of all, some of the things that we've learned, we did an SROI study for them not too long ago. And they are creating, you know, so for every dollar that you buy, and this is how SROI would work. So every dollar that you buy or spend with them, there are $2.62 that go back to the community in terms of their social impact.
Right.
So it's almost a 3-to-1 ratio.
And that's conservative.
That's conservative.
Wow.
And a lot of these folks that they're working with, there's some folks that they told us, you know, when they first came in, they were nonverbal. They were having strokes once a day.
Oh my gosh.
And as they went
that's
to work, it is. And a lot of them are just kind of sitting at home, you know, on the couch and had no opportunity. Now they have opportunity. They have purpose. That's the thing here. They have purpose now. Some of these nonverbal folks are speaking again. Some of the folks that were having strokes, it might be once a year for some. They're not having them anymore. Just amazing, amazing things.
And their caregivers can go and have a job as well and
right,
contribute.
Again, that
it's
impact.
Just multiple
yeah.
levels by
absolutely.
Doing this.
Absolutely. And now are they nominated again this year, Blue Star Recyclers?
So Bill Morris won. So they won Social Impact Business of the Year a couple of years ago. Last year, Bill Morris won Social Entrepreneur of the Year. And I believe they have been nominated again this year.
Wow.
So nominations are still coming in. So Friday is the deadline.
Yes. Yeah. Call for nominations.
Okay. So how could somebody nominate a business? Like I go, I believe this business is making a social impact. Can somebody else nominate or does it have to be like an employee or... Mm-hmm.
Anyone.
Anybody
anyone.
Can nominate
and
a
again,
business.
And again, it's on the website. So ci4si.org. You want to go there. You'll find in right front and center the PRISM Awards and nominate. Click on that. Add their information. Do it by Friday. That's when it all closes. And
this Friday.
This
all
Friday.
Nominations close.
That's correct.
So get your nominations in.
Get them in.
Are you guys starting to see a lot bigger amount of nominations come? I bet it's starting
yes.
to get hard, isn't it, to kind of... narrow it down because so many folks, like we said, we are very lucky here in Colorado Springs.
Right. Now, we've got a lot of great nominations from Colorado Springs. We've got a lot from Denver. And we're starting to get some, I think, from other parts of the states as well. But, you know, again, you've got a lot. Colorado has really kind of got a lot of cool things going on in this space.
Mm-hmm.
And quite honestly, we believe that Colorado Springs specifically can help lead the national movement on this.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of cool things going on here.
Right.
So let's take advantage of it and let's really kind of promote this.
Okay.
So, and again, we'd love to have
yeah.
anyone attend.
Yeah.
While we can fit folks, we're expecting between 5 and 5:50. It's at the City Auditorium on March 12th at 5 p.m. till 8 p.m.
And you have to get tickets,
that's
right?
That's right.
To
you
attend.
Have
yes.
to get your tickets. It has sold out every year.
Yeah.
And so make sure to get those early. Again, go to the website, get your tickets, and can't wait to have you there for the award ceremony.
And get all the details on the website, right?
Yes.
ci4si.org.
And that's the number 4.
Right. Don't like to type it 4. Number 4. It is so, like, Jonathan, every time we talk about this, it's like, it's very noticeable that the impact social impact businesses are having.
Right.
It's
very
incredible.
Much. And it's only, this isn't going away.
Not
I know. It's only grown in the last year and at a significant rate, and I think it's only going to continue to grow.
So get information about the free workshop.
Correct.
The courses that you can get, certification courses.
That's right.
Get nomination information, buy your tickets for the PRISM Awards, and all that on the website.
That's right.
It's all right there. ci4si.org. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Renee.
Thank you.
Yes, and we'll see you next month. And coming up tomorrow, Pikes Peak Complete Count Committee is here. City Clerk Sarah Johnson and Merv Bennett. Census is on the way. We'll break down the details. That's tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.